जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग कैन समवन टर्न ऑन द लाइट्स हियर When Maharaj comes, he's a self-effulgent personality, so for him, he lights up the room. For me, it doesn't work like that. I need light. It is said that when there is absence of effulgence, you need external light. Like in this world, Brahmanda is a dark place, so you need a sun and a moon for light. Whereas a saintly person who's self-effulgent is not dependent on sun and moon and all the things. Gaurmani Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Those small lights you can turn off. There, thank you. In 1971, when the hippies were celebrating Valentine's Day, Srila Prabhupada was writing this little note. He was writing about real love. And this is what he writes. As by drinking nectarine, one can become immortal. Similarly, by drinking the nectarine of devotion, one becomes immortal. Therefore, we have named the book Nectar of Devotion. You drink it and become immortal. That's all. Amrutam Ashnute, Valentine's Day, 1971. Among all of the transcendental literatures that are available, many of them, in fact, I could say all of them, or almost all of them, deal with philosophy about God or about the absolute truth. How we are not this body, how the material world is characterized by earth, water, fire, air, ether, etc. How God is some entity beyond our ability to perceive, etc. But very few literatures, especially in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition that we are part of, really talk about God as a person and how to develop a relationship with Him in love. What is the science behind a loving relationship? Especially with God. Most loving relationships, either the word love doesn't apply, or a relationship depends on circumstances, and so, you know, it changes. But having a relationship with God is a very scientific method. There's a whole process to it. It's not something whimsical. It's not something sentimental. It's not some wishy-washy way of approaching God and saying, I want to have a relationship with you. But there's a very systematic, scientific way. And Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the writer of this book, Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, tells us how to do that, how to develop a relationship with God in a very systematic, organized way. He gives us a map, if you will, from point A, that is the beginning stage, where we absolutely don't even know that perhaps God exists, or have some vague idea, all the way to what's called prema, or love of God, pure love of God. He gives us a map to follow. And our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada summarized that nice voluminous Sanskrit work into English and called it a summary study. He's called it the Nectar of Devotion. Devotion only applies between us, the living entity, and God, Sri Krishna. And that relationship is, here he says, nectarine, very sweet. Actually, Sanskrit word is amrita. Amrita means very sweet tasting, but literally it means eternal or immortal. Love in this world is not immortal, although we immortalize it. Romeo and Juliet story, oh, it's a work of fiction, but we've immortalized it, or at least, you know, about 500 years now. Immortal, or amrita, is that love that's between the living entity and God and can never be broken. And it never deteriorates. In this world, when two people are in love with each other, that love can be broken, or usually breaks, in one of three ways. So person A and person B have a loving relationship. So person A perhaps will die at some point. Not perhaps, they will die, but perhaps that they die at some point in time. Or person B dies, so that relationship is broken. That's two. And the third is, both might be alive, but their love might change. For example, in this world, honey, I love you, and not even a few years later, I cannot live without you. I cannot live with you. Sorry. That would be nice to say, I cannot live without you. I cannot live with you anymore. The love changes. So that love that's between us and God is immortal. It will never change. Although we may change this body, and we may take another body, because life continues. And in the new life, whatever that life is, whatever relationship we have developed, to whatever degree, is permanently, eternally cherished, nourished, and it's available. So Srila Prabhupada walks us through this wonderful book called The Nectar of Devotion. This, in Sanskrit, the book is called Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Sindhu means an ocean. Because the knowledge or discussion or topic about love of God is a vast ocean. And the analogy of an ocean fits well, because an ocean is so vast that one cannot fathom easily how broad it is. That means this topic can cover very, very broad topics. At the same time, ocean is a body of water that is very deep. So there is depth in this knowledge. It's not a puddle of water that's very large. It's very deep. So deep also means that there are many secrets hidden in it. And not everyone can be a diver. Even the best of divers cannot really understand all the depths of the ocean. It holds great secrets. And if you're properly equipped, then we can begin to explore the secrets of this ocean. So we'll talk about what is it that we should be equipped with to dive into this ocean of love of God. To make it easy, Rupa Goswami has organized it into four divisions. So Prabhupada writes in the introduction, as in the ocean, there are always different waves, either on the eastern side, the southern side, the western side, or the northern side. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu similarly has different waves. So this book, my goal for tonight is to give you a summary of what is in this book. So we will be curious enough to actually read it. So there are four divisions, like the north, east, south, and west. And each division has waves or sections in this book. The first 19 chapters of this book are sectioned this way. The first chapter talks about a very general description of devotional service, bhakti. Chapters 2 through 16 talk about what's called sadhana bhakti. That is, how to execute the path of bhakti yoga in a very regulative manner, in a regulated manner. There are certain principles to follow, certain do's, certain do nots, so how-tos. Chapter 17 and 18 talk about devotional service in ecstasy. So when we go from 2 through 16, what is supposed to come about is an understanding that when I follow the guidelines in a very systematic manner, attraction to Krishna becomes spontaneous, or it becomes our second nature, as they say. Practice makes perfect. So between 2 and 16, we are approaching that perfection. Chapter 17 and 18 describe the symptoms that a person will experience when there is ecstasy, happiness in that relationship with Krishna. We're coming to a pure platform here. And chapter 19 talks about the ultimate goal, love of God. What does it look like? What are the symptoms of a person who has love for God? Very different from the very first chapter. What are the symptoms of persons who have no clue about love of God? And there is a nice little creeper that takes us, and that creeper has meaning. It is described that when we meet a devotee of Krishna, that devotee of Krishna gives us the seed for love of God, because they themselves are carriers of love of God. By coming in contact with them, that gets transferred to us as a very delicate fledgling about to sprout seed. And as one gratefully receives that seed from a devotee of Krishna and nurtures it by properly watering it, giving it ample sunshine, and these are all analogies to what they mean. The sunshine means the association of devotees, to be with the devotees, to nurture that little seed to sprout. And the watering is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. Then that seed fructifies, and the first two leaves appear. This is a description of what those two leaves are. Then two more leaves appear, and then two more leaves appear, and in this way that creeper slowly moves all the way till it reaches Lord Sri Krishna. And when it reaches Lord Krishna, from that creeper a little flower manifests. And that flower turns into a fruit. And that fruit is what is offered to Krishna. It's the maturing of our love, which is the fruit of our bhakti, is what we offer to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And there is a method to follow this path. So before we get into these chapter summaries, in the preface of this book, Srila Prabhupada talks about a very important aspect called rasa. Does this word mean anything to anyone? Rasa? Please raise your hands if you know or you have an idea what rasa means. Carlos? Huh? Rasa, activity. Sridhar Prabhu? Taste. Okay, very good.
Essence.
Essence. Someone said swad. Swad. Swad means taste. Mellow. What is mellow? Correct. The Prabhupada, see, what happens is from Sanskrit to English, because English is really not such a wonderful language, because the rules of English really can confuse even the greatest of scholars. In English, there are only 26 alphabets. In Sanskrit, there are 55. And some words have such esoteric meanings that to translate or transliterate is always not easy. So Srila Prabhupada, in fact, Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, translated rasa as mellow. Mellow, simply Prabhupada defines as a taste in any relationship. And Prabhupada gives the example that a husband or a father will work very hard during the week. And he doesn't mind doing all this because he gets money. And with that money, he can sustain his family because he loves his family. So what he experiences with them in all of that he does is that rasa, that mellow, that taste of the relationship. Some people have dogs, and they care for their dogs. They walk their dog, they shampoo their dog, they speak baby talk with their dogs, coochie, 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 things like that. And they, you know, when the dog drops things, they nicely pick it up, put it out in the garbage pile. You know, they have conversations with their dogs. There is something that they're experiencing. It's a mellow of a relationship. Although Prabhupada describes that is not really love, because you cannot exchange love. with a different species altogether. It's mostly unidirectional. At best, the dog will wag its tail and that's like, oh, okay, I know you get what I'm talking about. Mostly dogs, and all dogs, are conditioned to behavior. For example, you know, when the master returns from work at 5 o'clock, the dog happily wags its tail. It's not necessarily it's happy to see you, because he knows it's the time to go out. The bladder's full. I need to go. This is the perfect time. That's the signal. So rasa means the experience of a taste in any relationship. So this book talks about bhakti rasa, the taste in loving God. What is that taste? What does that experience feel like? And he's telling us that that bhakti rasa is amrita, is so sweet, so nectarian. And it is not something that's very confined. It is sindhu, it's an ocean. Because it can encompass all living entities. So there is a difference between rasa in this world and rasa that is spiritual. In this world, in the material realm, we also experience some rasa, but there are certain characteristics to this rasa. In this world, any rasa that we experience is temporary. So the term used is, it is chapala sukha. Chapala sukha means it ends very soon. Like I described, relationship between two persons ends with death or ends when circumstances change. Or Prabhupada writes as an example, someone who's working very hard, he's really happy doing this for his family, and by the time it is Friday night, they want a break. They want to take a break, enjoy Saturday and Sunday for themselves, and then they're ready to go back Monday morning. When I used to be working in the corporate world, there were certain statements that you could predict every week, right? The very first thing you could predict Monday morning when you're riding the elevator to your office, from the lobby to your floor, other people who walk into the elevator, hey, good morning, how are you? The first thing that they say is, it's Monday morning. Like, they're not happy to be there, but they have to be there because they need the money. The same person walks into the elevator Friday morning. They say, hey, how are you? And they say, yuppie, it's Friday. I'm just waiting for 5 o'clock so that I can say something to look forward to. Chapala sukha, temporary, things change. The rasa, the experience that is spiritual in relationship to Krishna is not temporary. It has a different characteristic. It grows continuously. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described it as ananda ambudhi vardhanam. Same, ananda ambudhi is the ocean of bliss grows at every step, grows progressively. So there is a difference between the worldly relationships that we have and the relationship with Krishna. This relationship is real. This relationship is eternal. And this relationship is the only relationship a soul has. All other relationships will change in course of time. So the most important relationship to develop in life is a relationship with God. That's what Srila Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami are stressing. And once we have this relationship with God, then love for other living beings will awaken naturally. We cannot love others without understanding that everyone is a part and parcel of God. If we do not know the source, we cannot have real love for the emanations. In the absence of understanding of God, we will see differences amongst ourselves. I'm Asian, someone else is an African American, someone else is Caucasian, is a man, woman, animal, tree, plant, insect. We make all these distinctions. And we're very selective with whom we feel we can love and with whom we cannot. Oh, they are from that country. Oh, I cannot love them. They practice that religion. Oh. We see differences because we cannot see everyone's connection with God. But when we see or begin to see our connection with God, everyone is a child of God. Doesn't matter whether they're in the human form or not. So love for others can only come when there is love for God. And the more we develop in our relationship and love with God, our love for others will manifest. In the absence of that, it will not manifest. And even if it does, it is very limited. It's love for my family, maybe love for my community, maybe love for my society, love for humanity, but that's about it. And anyway, to say that I love humanity doesn't mean anything because I don't know all human beings. One time Srila Prabhupada's disciple asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, when I'm chanting, can I think of all the living entities? Can I think of them and that I love all living entities? And Prabhupada said, you know all living entities? You know all living entities? No, we don't know. We hardly know a few people. And just to feel better, we might accept anyone as a friend on our Facebook. But that doesn't mean we know them. We may have a vast social network. We don't know. And especially, we cannot say that every day we think of all the people we know in this world. It's impossible. We don't have the capacity. But as we develop our capacity to love God, our ability to remember all the people we know comes about. So the preface of this book is very important. It lays the foundation for the rest of the work. To know what is rasa. Then, in chapter 1, Srila Prabhupada gives us a general description of pure devotional service. This is the verse that Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhu spoke about last week, and Maharaj gave instruction. This is the verse to be discussed. This is in Sanskrit, and this describes what is pure love of God. It has two sections to it. The first two lines tell us what it is not, or what it should not contain. And the next two lines tell us what it is all about. And in Sanskrit, this is called Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa Sutra means everything in this book is built upon, is based upon this one verse, or this one premise. A fact, actually. The whole book is built on this. There is similarly for Srimad Bhagavatam, which is another book that we follow, there is a Paribhasa Sutra verse. Do you know which that is? Anyone? Ete cham shakala pumsha, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. It's a description of all the expansions and incarnations of Krishna. And Vyasadeva says, among all of these, they all are plenary portions, portions of plenary portions, but Krishna is the fountainhead of all avatars. This is Vyasadeva's declaration. The whole of Bhagavatam is built around that. So this verse says that love for God must have these characteristics. First is anukulyena. Anukulyena means it's pretty cool. Anukulyena. It means it's in a favorable mood. We should serve Krishna in a mood that is favorable to Him, not a mood that is favorable to me. Krishna, suppose Prabhupada gives this example. The spiritual master, Guru, says, I'm very thirsty. Can you please get me a glass of water? Guru Maharaj, I brought you 7-Up. I asked you for water, but this is better. I like 7-Up, so I'm giving you 7-Up. Because once you drink it, it becomes authentic. I can also... fair. Anukulyena also means for, in a positive mood. Versus... You know, some people say God-fearing. This person is very God-fearing. And most people say, oh, that's nice, that's nice. We don't want people who are God-fearing because we don't want people to be afraid of God. We want to be God-loving. Fear is, if I do something wrong, I'll get a slap on my wrist or I'll get a slap on my face or God will say, you burn in hell. That's God-fearing. We're talking of God-loving. In a favorable mood. And second is anushilanam. Shilana means behavior. Anushilana means cultivation of such a behavior. Like practice. We must practice. And as we progress on the path of Bhakti Yoga, Anushilana means following an expert devotee of Krishna. Assisting an expert devotee of Krishna. There are many, many advanced devotees of Krishna in the spiritual realm. And there are assistants to those personalities. And when we serve Krishna in that manner, it is anukulya. Krishna is very happy. Some people say, why do I need to have a relationship with other people? Why do I need a guru at all? Isn't it between me and God? Look, He's right there, I'm right here. Why do I need guru? Why this interference in between? This anushilana, according to Krishna and Rupa Goswami, is to know who God is, to be actually able to perceive God. We need someone who knows God to teach us how to connect with God. And without that interface layer, it's impossible. In fact, all religions teach that. So Rupa Goswami says that when these two characteristics are present, anukulyena, in a very favorable disposition, and following the guidance of expert devotees, this is bhaktir uttama. This is the top-notch bhakti yoga. Actually, the word uttama means spiritual or transcendental. That means when these two are not there, that bhakti is not necessarily transcendental. It is something else. Then something else should not be there in that devotional path. Anya abhilasha. Anya abhilasha means other aspirations, selfish motives. I come to God because I want something from Him. So this is not serving. This is selfishness or flattery in one sense. I say nice things about you because you will give me something. There was a beggar who came to a very rich man's house. And he saw the rich man sitting on his patio, and he was reading his newspaper. So the beggar said, "Oh, sir, when you sit there with this newspaper in your hand, you look like the demigod, the king of heaven. You're so effulgent." He wanted to flatter him. So the man looked from his paper and said, called out to his wife and said, "Please get him a $100 bill. He said, "Wow, this is working very well." He said, "Along with you, your wife, she is such a chaste lady that she is like the mother of this entire universe." So the man looked out of his paper again and said, "Along with the $100 bill, get my new wristwatch and give it away to him." He said, "Wow, this is really good." He said, "I'm sure your children are like jewels, very well behaved, and you must be such a wonderful father." He said, "Also get him the cheesecake." So the beggar waited eagerly for the $100, the new wristwatch, and the cheesecake. And he waited and waited and waited, and it didn't come. So he said, "Excuse me, sir. Yes, those things that you mentioned haven't come." He said, so the man said to him, "See, you told me that I am like the king of heaven. You told me my wife is like the mother of this entire universe. My children are jewels. You made me very happy with your words. Likewise, I also made you very happy with my words. There's nothing to give you. I don't have to give you anything. We just exchanged nice words and both of us were happy. Please move on. So when we come to God, we come generally with something else in our heart. We want something. Anya abhilasha. Other desires are waiting there. Please remove this difficulty in my life. Please give me money. Please give me good health. Please give me peace of mind." Some people might say, I'm actually not asking for myself. I'm asking for my family. That is selfless. No, this is my family. It is selfish. Or another way of saying it is asking God for something material. Can you give me fill in the blank? Anything that usually fits there is usually material. Something material. Happiness, peace of mind, cash, please. Something. That says Anya Abhilasha. We have something else to ask for. When Krishna says, "I'm here to give myself to you. Later, first the cash, please." Anya Abhilashita, Shunya. Shunya means completely devoid of. Jnana Karma, Adi. Adi means etc. Jnana and Karma. Some people, they perform bhakti yoga or devotional service because they think it's a ritual. When they do it, something nice will come back to them. Like I'm going to say something in Hindi, which some of you may not appreciate, but in Bombay, when you ride the local trains, there are these beggars who sing, and they sing a very famous song. Garibo ki suno, wo tumhari sunega. Tum ek paisa doge, to wo 10 lakh dega. Which says, if you give in charity to me, I'm the beggar, then God will give you a lot of money back in return. So most greedy people say, "Oh, really?" And they wait. When will that happen? This is fruit of work. Doing something, especially serving God, because you're waiting for some material reciprocation to come. Or if I do this, I'll become elevated to heaven. I want to go to heaven. or people of the world will treat me nicely. These are all fruitive. That's the phrase Prabhupada uses, fruitive activity. Or jnana. Jnana means speculating about God. Oh, he is this energy, it is that light somewhere. One time Srila Prabhupada, when he had begun his teaching in New York and he was encouraging everyone to chant Hare Krishna, one young lady came to Prabhupada and said, "Swamiji, when I am chanting Hare Krishna, I see this red light." Prabhupada said, "Continue chanting, it will go away." So some ideas, some vague ideas about what is God, what is realization. What is God realization? Speculating about, perhaps it might mean this, maybe it is that. God is this power that you cannot see, but you can, you know it's there. This is all jnana, anavritam, speculative knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, there's very definitive information about God, because God is speaking. I am like this. This is who I am. This is what attracts me to you. This is how I support you. This is how I serve you, etc. So there's no need for speculating. So this is the definition of pure devotional service. So as a person begins their journey on the path of bhakti yoga, they will see three lotuses bloom from the side. No, the creeper of bhakti yoga has six leaves. Is there some special effect to this? The gray is going to become white? Ooh. Oh, first, as soon as one engages in devotional service, one is relieved from all kinds of material distress. Does it mean it's going to be being cold in Chicago anymore? No. Does it mean that some bodily difficulties that we might have will go away? There will be some special healing effect? No. What it means is that they will stop bothering us. Or said differently, we will not be bothered by them anymore. Very quickly, one's material difficulties seem to not bother us anymore. I have to rush through this, okay. Second, it brings auspiciousness. In Sanskrit, these two are called Klesha Agni and Shubhada. Where's Sukhada, Mataji? Is not there. Sukhada means the giver of happiness. So like that, devotional service is Shubhada. It gives auspiciousness. Auspicious doesn't mean as we walk on the streets, everyone will be nice to us. That's not auspicious. Auspicious really means that every opportunity we can perceive as a great opportunity to serve. Every circumstance is an opportunity to serve Krishna. That's how we see it. Sometimes today, or in the current scenario, we might see circumstances as favorable or unfavorable to serving Krishna. I have a lot of homework. I cannot serve Krishna. I just lost my job. I can't serve Krishna. Or I just have a new job. I cannot serve Krishna. Every circumstance is favorable to serving Krishna. This is auspiciousness. These two stages manifest in what is called the sadhana bhakti stage. The stage of practicing devotional service under regulative principles. The other two, actually not in that order, anyway, it is this two. Automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure, and those in devotional service deride the conception of liberation, happen in the stage of raga bhakti, where because of practice, attraction to Krishna is spontaneous. For example, right now, when we come into the temple, some of us learn that the first thing to do is bow down in front of Krishna. Because it's an expression of humbling ourselves in front of God. Prabhupada described that bhakti yoga is very, very simple. This is the principle. God is great, I am very tiny, therefore I should serve God. This is bhakti yoga. As simple as it gets. So we have to be, some of us have to be taught, when we come into the temple, we should bow down. Oh. Then as we come regularly, we remember, oh, I must bow down. I must bow down. This is called sadhana bhakti, where we are conscious of the regulative principles. But as we develop an appreciation for Krishna, nobody has to tell us, you have to do this. No? We automatically do it. We do it with some feelings. Ah, oh, I'm happy to be in front of Krishna. This is called spontaneous attraction. Raga. Raga means there is some attraction, there is some attachment to Krishna. The first thing that we all are attached to Krishna in the form of? Nah, come on, not holy name. Mahaprasadam. For you may be holy name. It is the sanctified food which is the most attractive feature of Krishna, which I'm holding most of you from. And the last two, the order is not right. It's rarely achieved. It's only means to attract Krishna. These two manifest in the stage of bhava bhakti. I wanted to go into each of them, but right now we don't have time. But the whole of our devotional creeper is characterized by these stages. So we know, as we are progressing, wow, this is what's happening to me. I'm relieved from material distress. I feel a sense of auspiciousness. I feel transcendental happiness. I feel happy to serve Krishna. Some people say, well, you're happy serving Krishna. I'm happy smoking a cigarette. Both are fine. You're happy, I'm happy. What's the problem? Well, both are not the same category of happiness. When you smoke a cigarette, you won't have lungs in a few years. When I serve Krishna, I'm going back to Krishna. They're two very different. In happiness in this material world has with it attached. It's the other side of the coin is distress. Every happiness in this world has a distress attached to it. Pick anything. Whatever it is, they all come together. Happiness and distress come together. But in spiritual life, there is no distress associated with it. Even the so-called distress is actually happiness. Another thing to know is that bhakti is very rare to achieve. Very rare. It is rare because by bhakti, one can completely control God, Krishna. Krishna willingly becomes controlled. Because that's the nature of love. Love can control the other person. So Krishna makes sure, you want money, I'll give it to you. You want liberation, fine, I'll give it to you. But you want me, comes at a price. And the price is eagerness to want. If one is just eager to want to have a relationship with Krishna, that's all Krishna looks at, nothing else. And bhakti is the only way, only means to attract Krishna. The word Krishna in Sanskrit means the all-attractive. Excuse me, it's a projection. Can you walk from this side, if you don't mind? Thank you. The all-attractive. Krishna is attractive in every way. So our acharyas describe there are six characteristics that make one attractive. Money, wealth. Anyone who has wealth is attractive, right? Anyone who has strength is attractive. Anyone who has knowledge is attractive. Power is attractive. Fame is attractive. And beauty is attractive. If anyone has even a little of any one of these, that person is attractive. What to speak of God, who has all of these simultaneously in infinite quantity? How attractive must he be? So a person who's that is never attracted by anyone. So the only thing that can attract Krishna is very genuine, sincere love for him. That's all Krishna looks for, nothing else. He doesn't look for a very fashionable way of serving him. He doesn't look for how much money we're giving him. In fact, it's said that when a lot of people give money but are holding back a little, Krishna looks at what you're holding back. Krishna looks for how lovingly we are giving ourselves in his service. And that's very attractive to him. Krishna is called Madana Mohana. Madana Mohana. Madana Mohana means he's the attractor of Cupid. And Bhakti, which is conducted under Radharani, she is called Madan Mohan Mohini. She can even attract Krishna. In fact, she completely captures Krishna. So much so that he can't pay attention to anything else. Because all she has for him is pure love. End of slideshow. Click to exit. So that's what this book is about. There is so much that I did not cover. There are hundreds and hundreds of references of the lives of different devotees who in different stages of their bhakti lata have experienced interactions with Krishna and love for Krishna. It's a sweet book, very, very sweet book. So I encourage you to please stop by the gift store and pick up your copy, or you can take from here. It's only $10. Very happy to. It's okay. Any questions or comments? Bhakti Vinod Prabhu? Is there a mic for Prabhu? Madhu Mangalpur, can you flip the lights on, please?
For those of us who are beginners, and for those of us who are not so beginners, but immersed in all of these unwanted qualities that it described in that verse, you know, we, in other words, we have some desire to go after Krishna, but it's like we just came out of the quicksand and we've got so many problems to solve to actually approach Krishna. And you say that this devotion is like an ocean. Then how can we who are very much not qualified, how can we approach just to get a drop? Because it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu flooded the land with love of God.
Right.
And here we can't even understand one drop, what to speak of flood.
Right.
Give us that ramp, that point us in that direction to get that first drop.
The first drop has, because drop is spherical, there are two halves to it. The first is to chant the holy name of Krishna. So make it a daily practice to first get to know Krishna. And the easiest way to get to know Krishna is to call on his name, the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the second half is have a devotee friend who can help us through the stages of coming to know this ocean, who can take us to the beach and say, this is the ocean, just wet your feet here. Even if you lie at the beach and look at the ocean. So association, a devotee who can help us through, and chanting. beginning with even a round every day, something, but chanting Krishna's name is the beginning. Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. That initial faith is, hey, not bad. This is, let me check it out. That's good enough. Krishna says, that's good enough to start. The next one is Sadhu Sangha. Get to know the devotees. How has Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness affected your life? Oh, it's changed this for me. I'm happy now. Whatever. Maybe I should also chant. That is called Bhajana Kriya. This is how the little seed begins to germinate. Thank you for leading me there. Yes? Did you have a question, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get a mic for you.
Hi, this is my first time here, and I really
welcome
loved
the
lecture.
The Hare Krishna temple. So thank nice you. That you could join us tonight.
Thank you. My question is, I understand tithing, and I like to understand more about when you say when you give and you. It sounds like if Krishna's looking at what you're giving, what you are giving. So I'd like to understand that more. Why would Krishna be looking at what I'm giving?
I said that if you're holding back something,
yes, you did.
Krishna looks at what you're holding back. What it means is that Krishna doesn't need our money. In fact, all of money comes from him anyway. Because he's called the husband of the goddess of fortune. So he's not in need of the money that we give. He doesn't need it. The sense of tithing or charity is for our benefit. Because we think, I worked so hard, this money is mine. That's a wrong conception. This money is not mine. Just because money is in my hand, it doesn't mean it's mine. So Srila Prabhupada gave us the example that a teller working at a bank, thousands and millions of dollars pass through that person's hand. He doesn't think, I'm so rich. No. You know, the bank money belongs to the bank. So Krishna gives us wealth to allow us to express our love for him. So the idea of giving is more for us. It's for our, what we say, purification. The other aspect of it is we become selfish, we become attached to that money, we think it's our money, I'm the rightful owner of it. So generally we say, you should give in charity to help us relieve ourselves of this idea of proprietorship, that something belongs to me. Really, we're born naked and we die naked. Nothing own that we own in between. But the whole idea is, something belongs to me. So our teaching is, you take what is needed for your basic sustenance, and the rest must be used in propagation of God consciousness or in service to Krishna. A pastor told his congregation on a Sunday night. He said, ladies and gentlemen, for the whole of next year, we have identified all the projects that we need to work on. And we have also identified all the money that we need to meet these projects. The only bad news is all that money is sitting in your pockets. It's a joke. Anyway. Our guest would like... Yes?
Jai Shri Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When we say we should love God and we should love all other people, and when we love people, family members, friends, society, we get attached to them, we get entangled in moha and maya. How to create balance between loving people and getting detached from them?
First of all, love means detached. You cannot have love when there is attachment. Because when there is attachment, we are not loving someone, we are loving ourselves. So love only is possible in detachment, first of all. Second, the real detachment is to see family, friends, society, all as parts of God. Generally, that vision is absent. I love my family because they are my family. That's the attachment. In Sanskrit, it is called aham and mama, I and mine conception of life. But everything is Krishna's. So when I love Krishna, everything that belongs to Krishna, I love. And I'm also detached because it belongs to Krishna, not to me. So generally, there is a misconception that serving people means serving God. This is a wrong conception. In India they say, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. It's a wrong conception. Actually, Madhav Seva is Manav Seva. When you serve God, that's how you're serving humanity. So detachment comes when there is knowledge. And knowledge is that everything is emanating from, everything belongs to Krishna, myself included. We are given the example of a wheel that has a hub and many spokes. One spoke is very connected to another spoke, but they're connected at the hub. Right? Without the hub, one spoke cannot connect to another spoke. So the hub of all existence and reality is Krishna. And we're all spokes and we're all connected to each other in that manner. Is that alright? Okay. Was there another question? Yes. Oh, Gaurmani Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I'm just wondering, if we're supposed to love Krishna, how can you help me understand why, in the sense of how beautiful is Krishna? How beautiful is Krishna?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Say it again.
I'm trying to figure out why I should love Krishna. So I'm wondering, where is his beauty? How do you describe Krishna's beauty? What makes him lovable?
Well, good question. Thank you. Why should I love Krishna? What is it that's attractive about him? First of all, from a spiritual vantage point, we are all spiritual beings, we are all souls. And each soul has an emanation, has a source, that is Krishna. So whether we know it or we don't know it, we are all connected to Krishna. No, I should say it differently. Whether we know it or we don't know it, we have an inviolable relationship with Krishna. Those who know it, act in it. And those who don't know it, look for it or manifest it in different places. So the whole idea of devotional service is to repose this loving propensity towards our real source. The whole of our life is built on this principle. We want to love someone and we want to be loved by someone. Right? This is the most important thing for anybody in this world. Even the richest, the filthiest richest, they also want to love someone. They want to be loved by someone. Even the poorest of the poor wants to be loved by someone and wants to love someone. I'm trying to look for something that I'll read. So, in this material world, we express that love in many different ways. Family, first of all, there are many people who just love themselves and they just cannot love anyone else. I mean, that's really selfish. Some people can love their family, society, country, the whales, the dolphins, or the, you know, some endangered species somewhere. All of this is nothing but a perverted reflection of the actual love that the soul carries, that the soul is made of. And so its real place belongs with God. So therefore, the purpose of life is to understand that true love that we anyway have, and that anyway who we are, but to know how to do it in a systematic manner. And God by himself is attractive in many ways. So we described the six characteristics that make Krishna attractive. There are many other qualities. So after chapter 19, the rest of the chapters in this book talk about qualities of Krishna. What is it about Krishna that makes him very attractive? So there are very specific, detailed qualities, many, many of them, that describe Krishna's attractive nature. I'm looking for, yeah. So I'm going to read you a few things. Here's a chapter, chapter 21, qualities of Sri Krishna. Chapter 22, qualities of Krishna further explained. Chapter 23, Krishna's personality. Chapter 24, further traits of Sri Krishna. Chapter 25, devotees of Krishna. Chapter 26, stimulation for ecstatic love. Next chapter, symptoms of ecstatic love. Like that. Then there are different relationships with God that we can have. There are 12 relationships, of which 5 are most important. So this book talks about what are those 5 relationships? What do they look like? Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Relationship in neutrality, relationship as a servant of God, relationship as a friend of God, relationship as a parent of God, chastising God, behave yourself, and as a conjugal lover of Krishna. These are all stages of development of love. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Okay, thank you all very much for your attention tonight and participation. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Oh, would you like to sing for a few minutes? It was going from 7 to 7.30, but the girls were supposed to sing. They said we need to continue.
Okay. Okay.
You want to do the first 15 minutes?
Okay.
Or do you want to do the second next? Whichever way.
Huh?
You want to do it now or you want to do it next?
Okay, you said go ahead.
No, bro, I'm asking you.
Huh?
You want to do the first 15 minutes or the next 15 minutes?
Okay, I'll do the second. So, I have two more rounds of talking. So, you're back.
Yeah, let's stop.
Okay.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram Ram Ram, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama
Hare Rama Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Nama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hey boy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare.
Together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, keep playing, don't stop.
Nidai Gaura Brahmanande! Nidai Gaura Brahmanande! Nidai Gaura Brahmanande!
Louder! Haribo! Haribo! Louder! Haribo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Everybody, everyone, four.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Blackish boy. All of our movement.